In the meantime, we have some talkbacks from our area students, and perhaps this is a moment to encourage you. Maybe you're homeschooling, or maybe you are just a person like me who is no longer in school but still enjoys looking at nature. We want to hear from you. We love to get your comments, especially those that have to do with nature. And we encourage you to get in touch with us. And it's pretty easy to do. You can send them directly to me. My address is Jay Latimer. That's J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R at K-A-X-E.org. You can send them to comments at K-A-X-E.org. You can call our talkback line. That number is 218-999-9986. And you can also reach us by letter. We'd love to get your mail. And our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. So there's lots of ways to get in touch with us. And we are hoping that you will do that, as these students and others have today. We're going to hear first from Pike Lake Elementary School. And the teacher there is Rob Marone. The students this week are Hunter and Megan.
Good morning. My name is Hunter.
And my name is Megan.
And this is our report for the week of March 7th, 2021 from Pike Lake Elementary School.
It was a week of pleasant temperatures and the sunny skies, a good time to start tapping a few of our maple trees. We have 10 trees tapped in our school forest in different areas. Some are running and some have yet to start flowing. Our trails are quickly disappearing into a slushy mess, making our hike into the out in the forest a fun challenge.
Last Saturday, I was hauling wood for our fireplace. I observed that the sled that I was using was really hard to pull because the snow was sticky. I also have observed that the deer have been more skittish lately. I believe they have been acting this way because during the winter, my family is not outside as much, so they are not used to seeing people.
On Friday, Ashley and Olivia observed that aspen trees in the school forest had snow on the north side of all the way to the top. She realized that it was because Wednesday's night snow storm blew and the snow against the trees had trees and sliced. It was wet and sticky. It stayed.
Emma reports enjoying being outside and tapping the maple trees. She was in charge of the hammer and supplies and enjoyed helping cover the buckets in the snow to keep the sap cool.
Nadine observed three deer in her yard mixing with her chickens. It was a doe with two yearlings. When one of the yearlings got too close to one of the chickens, the deer got pecked.
On Tuesday, Lynn observed that sticks and deer scat were melting into the snow. At first, it was a puzzler, but he did come to the conclusion that it has to do with the darker color absorbing more solar energy.
Bailey observed that some more maple trees are flowing and others are not. She noticed that the trees in the open areas are one that are flowing, while the ones in the deeper parts of the forest were not ready yet.
Finally, on Saturday, Catherine noticed a clump of deer fur on the ground next to a deer bed. She decided that the deer were starting to shed their winter coats.
This concludes our report from the Outer Reaches of Proctor School District.
Be aware,
things are happening out there.
Thank you, Hunter. Megan, nice report. Lots of good things in there. I like the student who took the time to think about why the little deer scat was sinking down in the snow. And that is truly the mind of a scientist. Okay, I see something now. Can I think of a plausible explanation? And those kids over at Pike Lake are doing just that. And what a nice report. Thank you very much, Hunter and Megan.